We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Kam Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Kalim Peri Yudches Mishnah Tes. Just to review the parts of a mita of a bed in the days of the Mishnah. A bed had two sideboards, a headboard, and a footboard, and four legs. So if a mita would be cut in half, so that would mean that each half would have, let's say, one sideboard, a headboard, or a footboard, and two legs. So that's the case in the Mishnah where we have a mita that was divided in half. Mita shenignav chetzia o avad chetzia. Let's say half of the bed was stolen. So that means it's left with, what are you left with? You have two legs and let's say the headboard and one sideboard. O avad chetzia, let's say half of it was lost. O chaluka achin, o shutafin, or brothers, or dividing an estate. They divided one of the beds of the father. O shutafin, or you have partners who are dividing it. Says the Mishnah, Tehora. This mita that became Tameh, and we want to know now what's its status now that half is its lost, so we assume it's Tehora. Each half of the bed is not able to be used the way it is, and they're not going to be able to put the bed back together again because it's been stolen or lost, so therefore, or it's been split up, so then Tehora, so therefore it's not Mekabel Tameh. But the Baruch Tuner tells you, he says, "Afilu ika aruko shtei krayim." What do you mean? You have one long, board. You have one of the sideboards and two krayim. So we've learned in the past, maybe you can lean it up against the wall, some other way to use a bed like that. No vein badatam lahachtu. The point is, you don't have in mind to put it back together again. You don't have the other half anymore. V'chimahani. Where do we say that it's effective that this tumo could remain? Davka b'mok. That's where it all belongs to one person. Okay, then they can use the bed the way it is, and the tumah would perhaps remain. But in this case, it's tahora. Hechazi ruha. Let's say now, though, you put it back together. Mikabelas tumah mikano lahaba. It is mikabel tumah. It's a bed. It's susceptible to tumah, but only from here on in. We don't say that the tumah that it had originally returns. Mita mitama chavila umita heres chavila. Another halacha. Mishnah says we're speaking about a part of a bed that has one leg and one board, let's say a headboard or a footboard. And I want to know what's the when we speak about the tuma of a leg. We spoke about the tuma of a leg before. How does it affect the one of the boards, the headboard or the footboard that it's attached to it? Which means I want to know when you put them in a mikvah. Think about this. If I put the headboard and the leg in the mikveh, they became tameh. So you would say, oh, this is a chatzitza, meaning if the leg could potentially comes out, so then maybe you should have to remove it. Don't you have to take things apart in order to immerse them in a mikveh? So that's what Mishnah is discussing. Mishnah says, mita mitama chavila umita heres chavila. The parts of a bed, our case, let's say the leg and the board, the headboard or the footboard that's attached to the could become tameh as one unit, which means if the leg becomes tameh, the board is tameh, and the board becomes tameh, the leg becomes but it also that means that the parts of they can become Torah as well as a unit. So it's as considered one unit regarding becoming Tomei, but that's a Chumrah, but the, you have to be consistent. It's a Kula as well, that if you want to make it Torah, put them in the mikvah the way it is. You don't have to take the leg and the board, the headboard and the footboard apart from each other. Immerse them in the mikvah as one unit, and they can become Torah that way. And that's what the Baruch Tuner says here. If she imhitvil hakera im haktsara, if you put the leg in with the sideboard, the headboard, the short side, ein haktsara chotzetzet zaleha. We don't consider that a chatzitza, an interposition by going to the mikvah. Ki heichi dilo chaitza lekashem advila kshishlema. What's halach if I have a bed became tam? I put the whole bed in the mikvah. You say, oh, I can't put the whole bed in the mikvah. Look, so many different parts. You have to disassemble it and put each part separately in the mikvah. No, it's all one. Kli, you put it in the whole bed in the mikvah. If I can do that, so I certainly can do it in this case. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. V'chachamim omrim, no, mitama evarim umitaheres evarim. The chachamim say the parts of again become tameh only as individual parts. And since that's the way become tameh, only individually, which means that if you have a kera, the leg becomes tameh, even though it's attached to the headboard doesn't become tameh. And if that's true regarding its tuma, so too when it comes to tara. It's yes, a complete bet is one unit. That's true, but once it's separated into different parts, then we view those as separate pieces regarding tuma and regarding tara. So if you want to immerse it, you have to separate the headboard or that footboard from the legs, separate them, put them into the mikvah separately, and then you mitahir them. Perek Yutes, Mishnah Aleph. A little background. We've mentioned already the headboard, the footboard, the sideboards, and the legs of the bed. But there's also, in order to have to, you want to put a mattress or something or a leather cover or something to lie in the bed. So we need, let's say, imagine a cot. So a cot, you have that lattice work of metal. So the lattice work was made of rope, and that's what we're discussing over here. The case of the mystery is a bed that became tame is an avatam. Let's say a zav was lying on the bed, and now I want to, and now the bed was taken apart, so it can't function as a bed anymore. Therefore, it's not makabel tame. It's completely tahor. And the halacha is that if you take it apart with in mind, with the kavanah to put it back together, so the original tuma will come back once you put it back together. We mentioned that before. If it's not, you don't plan to put it back together, you're separated because you're a shutfin or it was stolen, it's one thing. But you took a bed apart in order now to put it back together, so the tuma is going to return. So what are you? So having it disassembled, maybe tohar temporarily. So how do I avoid that tuma return? Turning. So of course you want to be able to put it into the mikvah. Why didn't you put the whole bed into the mikvah to begin with? Because it was too big. So I took it apart. So now what the Mishnah is saying is I want to take these pieces and put the disassembled bed into the mikvah. I want to make sure that it doesn't become tummy when I put it back together. So the Mishnah now says what happens regarding, we'll speak about the rope in a moment. Hamefarek hasamita latbila. You have took apart the bed in order to immerse it in a mikvah. The whole thing doesn't fit in the mikvah as it is. You took it apart, but you don't want the original tuma to return when you put it back together. So that's why you realize that you better put it in the mikvah, because if you put it back together without putting it in the mikvah, the tuma is going to return. So the Mishnah says, v'hanogea b'chavalim. So we're speaking about a case who the person took the bed apart, and the person touches the ropes
these are two separate cases. So number one, hamefarik is hamitil atbila. Number one is the person took apart the bed in order to put it in the mikvah because the whole thing doesn't fit in bed the way it is. Or hanogeh b'chavalon, or a person who touches the ropes of the bed, a bed that was tame and had been taken apart, and you touch the rope. So the Mishnah says tahor. Even the person who's taking apart the bed in order to put in the mikvah, or a person who touches the ropes, now that the bed is taken apart, halacha is, even though the bed was originally tameh, this person who touched the pieces of the bed that was disassembled to put in the mikvah, or touches the ropes, is tahor. Because these pieces, the way they are right now, are not tameh. Yes, if you didn't put them in the mikvah yet, but you also didn't put them back together yet. So therefore, it's now temporarily, it is in a tahor state. Therefore, he does not become tameh. And then the mistress asks the following question. Hachevel me'em asai hu chibro lamita. At what point do we say the rope? Remember, the rope is what's attached, is what makes the netting in order to put a mattress on top. So this is what's really covering the whole section of the bed that a person is going to lie upon. And it was the ropes went from the headboard to the footboard and went all across the widthwise, lengthwise, etc. and you knotted them in. They knotted them on the outside. You were weaving them. So the Mishnah wants to know, at what point do we say that the rope is considered connected to the bed, so that if the bed is tameh, has tuma, then the rope is also tameh? Mishi sareg ba shlosha batim. When there are three rows that are woven into the bed, it already becomes tameh. So even though you really can't lie on the bed that well with that, nonetheless, if the bed becomes tameh, so not only we say that the rope becomes tameh as well. And that's not only true of the rope that was woven, that's even true of the rest of the rope that you plan on putting together, stringing onto the bed in order to make the whole lattice work, the whole network, so that you're able to lie on the bed. So if a person touches any part of the rope, even though it wasn't part of the three rows that were woven onto the bed, nonetheless, he's going to become tameh. Then the Mishnah says, "Vahanogeya min hakesher v'lifnim tameh min hakesher v'lachutz tahor." Literally, a person who touches the rope from the knot
and inward is tameh, from the not and outward is tor. So what's this talking about? So there are times where a person, let's say, realizes that the rope is not going to be long enough. You thought it was enough rope to make the whole netting that you need to put it to where you can put on the mattress. You don't have enough. So you realize somewhere as you were doing it, you need longer rope. But so you took another rope and you attached it to this rope. How do you do that? So, of course, you take the edge of one rope and the edge of the other rope and you make a knot. And now you've extended the original rope. So the Mishnah is, so I'd like to know, though, the Mishnah wants to know, do we say that this second rope that's attached or tied to the first rope now has the same status, so that if you touch any part of the rope, the bed is tamei mate, Tomas Medrash, let's say, is tamei. So we said if you touch the, once you what you did three weavings or three rows that are woven into the bed, so the whole, not only is that tamei if you touch that, if the bed is tamei, but the whole rope is tamei as well. You become tamei if you touch that. What I say regarding the new rope that I attached to the first rope, so the Mishnah says no. The min hanogea bin hakesher v'lifnim p'tos, person who touches the rope from the knot that connected the two ropes and inward, which means the part of the first rope that was that extended from the from the bed, let's say. So we know that we said you didn't weave the whole rope. There was a lot of the rope that extended and the woven rope and the first rope, but min hakeshev lachutz, which means if you touch the rope from the knot and lachutz outward, that means any part of the second rope. So that is Torah, even though it's attached. You have the two ropes that were attached to the other. It's enough that we say that, of course, yes, if you touch the part that was woven already for the place of the mattress, certainly a tummy if the bed was tummy. And even the rope that you haven't yet woven, that's part of the first rope, yes, okay, you become tummy. But now to say that you become tummy if you touch the second rope, that much we don't say. That's what means ben hakesher v'lachutz is going to be tor. Then the Mishnah says, nime hakesher hanogea bitzarko tameh. The strands of the nime hakesher. What do you mean the strands? So we just said, we spoke about two ropes that you tied together. So we know when you want to tie one rope to another, to extend one of them, so you can't tie them right at the very edge of each rope, because then it's going to just slip right out. You need to give a little bit extra rope that's hanging out so that you can make a knot, and then, okay, then there's extra rope that's sticking out so that at least the knot stays in place. You wait, if you do it all the way at the end, the whole thing is not going to stay. So that the nime hakesher are the strands of the knot that you needed in order that a knot would stay in place. So a person who is nime hakesher hanogea b'tzarko tameh, regarding the strands of the knot, anyone who touches the part that's needed for the knot is tameh. We'll have to see how much is needed for the knot. You could attach two ropes and they have a lot of strands leaning out. I want to just be safe so that the knot stays where it is. So you have a lot that's sticking out. That's really, that's completely extra. So the Mishnah tells you, how much of the rope do I say is considered needed for the knot to stay in place? So the Mishnah says that I have the two ropes knotted together. They're woven into the bed, and I want to know if you touch the strands of the knot. So now, obviously, they're woven into the bed, so they should become tummy. But I'm touching the strands of the knot that are maybe completely extra. So the Mishnah says, if they're needed, so tummy. V'kamahu tzarko. How much is considered needed? Any length of the strand that's beyond the amount that you really need doesn't have the status of the rope at all. It does not become tummy. And if you if the bed is tameh and you touch that part of the rope, you won't look up tameh. V'kamu tzarko, how much is of the strands are needed, nimin, are needed for the knot in order for knot to stay in place? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shalosh etzbos, three finger widths, three thumb breadths, really. So, and any part of the string that extends beyond that's sticking out, that's the edge of these knots that you didn't really need beyond that, so that will not become tameh along with the rest of the rope.